I get the sense that the president is getting ready to declare an emergency, and that will give him the cover he believes he needs to support legislation that doesn't provide him the funding that he's asking for.
That's U.S. Representative Justin Amash.
I think it would be a serious mistake for him to declare a national emergency when there is no national emergency. The legislative branch writes the laws, the president executes the laws, and there are not enough legislators right now who think there's an emergency. And I think there aren't many Americans who think there's an emergency either.
The Cascade Township Republican says the president could declare a national emergency to live up to his campaign promise to build the wall. Amash points out that then-candidate Trump also claimed Mexico would pay for it. So if now-president Trump declares a national emergency for its construction...
The president's on shaky ground here, and if he starts declaring this an emergency, what's to stop any president from declaring just about anything an emergency and usurping the legislative process, just taking over and doing what they want?
U.S. Representative Justin Amash, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks so much, Patrick.
Question, and that is, in your mind, what should the approach be by both sides? We've shut down the government. Is it worth shutting down the government over?
I don't think it's worthwhile for just this border wall, because it's a very small portion of the overall spending. We're talking about spending bills that amount to hundreds of billions of dollars, and a border wall fight over a spending amount that is between zero and, say, $6 billion. So it's not worth holding everything else up over just this item. I do think the side should come to a compromise. I think that we spend way too much overall, so I'm against the spending bills because we're spending these hundreds of billions excessively. But the way to address everyone's concerns is to have a process that is deliberative. The reason we've gotten to this impasse is because the leadership teams, both Republican and Democratic leadership teams at this point, don't want the House and Senate to vote on various measures. What they want to do is have one bill that covers all of government or, you know, multiple areas of government, and then it's take it or leave it. And when you have a system like that, you're destined to have a lot of gridlock and a lot of tension and a lot of anger.
Where do you see this ending up? We know that the Senate had a bill. There had been a bill presented to the president that included DACA, and that was rejected. And now we're seeing the president had both chambers of Congress and now only has one. So where do you think we end up here now that there's been a shift in power?
I get the sense that the president is getting ready.